Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good afternoon. My name is Robin Donaldson, and I'm your host for NABWIC Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to welcome our distinguished guest, Mr. Craig McKenzie. Craig, thank you so much for joining our call and being our guest speaker.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'd like to give a little back. Well, also, I'm sorry, we do have joining us Katina McClinton. She happens to be one of our leadership role. She has a leadership role in our NABWIC organization, Northwest Florida, and she's the legislative chair. And Katina, would you like to say something to the audience?
Hi, how you guys doing today out there?
All righty, I'm going to go ahead and give a little background information on Craig, who is a PE and owner of Engineered Design Services. As a professional engineer and entrepreneur, he takes on the daily challenge of solving complex problems for multiple industries and over 8 years working as an engineering consultant to Fortune 500 companies. Craig founded Engineered Design Services in 2013 to provide specialized engineering services using the latest 3D scanning technology and design software. Mr. McKenzie has successfully executed projects for industrial, commercial, residential, and government clients around the U.S. by providing innovative solutions, all while providing mentorship to future engineers through volunteer efforts. Craig holds a B.S. in Agriculture and Biological Engineering from the University of Florida and professional licenses in engineering and construction. That is a mouthful. So I would like to just really jump into the interview, Craig, and we'll start by asking, what made you choose engineering as a career choice?
You know, it's interesting that it fell into engineering as a career choice. When I went to college, I originally went to school to be a doctor. And the major that I picked, the reason I did agriculture and biological engineering was because I was able to, it met all the pre-medical school requirements. So I figured it'd be easy enough to do a major. And I had already had been doing engineering studies in high school. So it just seemed that it was the path of least resistance to getting my pre-med requirements out of the way. So as I went through the program, I started realizing that I liked the engineering a lot more than when I discovered the reality of being in medicine would be. I did an internship. I worked for the University of Florida for 3 years while I was in school. I had a summer internship. It was a 6-week internship in the ag engineering department, and it actually turned into to part-time employment throughout the school year for 3 years. And during that time, I got to see more of what engineering was about. And I also was looking at medical school. I attended some conferences to get an understanding of what was part of becoming a all the requirements. And I made the decision at that point that that wasn't really where I wanted to go. I was more interested in engineering. So when I had graduated, I went ahead and got a job. I interviewed with a company out of Lakeland and moved there. They made me a good offer, but the best part about the offer wasn't really the pay. It was more or less the fact that it was a small company, and they offered to teach me everything I wanted to know about engineering, and to recognize it was a small company. I was actually interviewing with the owner of the business that I would have the opportunity to learn how the business ran. So if I chose to do that on my own at the future, that would be the right fit for me as far as selecting an employer. So that's I took that route. It wasn't completely by accident, but I realized, wow, the opportunities were opportunity for growth and expansion, and most of the opportunity to gain the knowledge to start my own business.
Wonderful. So what actually gave you the courage to start your own business? I mean, what was the turning point that made you decide, okay, I'm with a Fortune 500 company, I've learned, I've gathered the experience, and now I want to venture off on my own? What was the motivating factor for that choice?
Well, you know, actually, what I was doing was I was a consultant to Fortune 500 companies, to large industrial companies, and the courage really came from further up in the company that I worked for. That was a small business. There was a lot more opportunity for me to, because I could see what the top of the food chain looked like, because the owner company was the next office over from mine. So I had a good understanding of how the business ran, what the challenges were. By the time I resigned and started my own, I was a department manager, so I was responsible for doing business development, for airing proposals, for executing projects, and also the engineer of record for my projects for over 4 years from when I had received my license, between that time and the time that I resigned. At that point, I felt that I had enough experience really dealing with clients on my own that the only difference between where I was currently at, where I was at the time and starting my own business, was really just incorporating and doing the necessary paperwork, insurance, other, you know, that it takes to you know, make yourself official. So that's where I really got the courage from, is because by the time I was ready, I really was ready.
Wonderful. So let me ask you this. Is there a particular mindset that an entrepreneur as yourself needs to have in order to succeed?
Yes. I think the mindset more than anything else is that I want to win. I don't like doing things that I can't win. So as a result, I work very hard to make sure that I can win. You know, when I say work hard, it's not just, there's a couple things that go along with that, is showing up. When I would work during the week, that whole week I considered that time that when I was preparing for the things I was going to do. So I approach work as somewhere where they're paying me to learn. I thought it was great, because it was the complete reverse of what college was. I felt like I was paying a university to learn. So from that standpoint, I've always looked at opportunities as what the value I can get out of it is the knowledge, because to me the knowledge is worth more than the money. Because you know, if you say you put $1,000 under your pillow and come back 10 years later, it's not going to buy what it could buy 10 years ago, but if you take that same kind of money and invest in the knowledge that you could buy for $1,000, you own it for life, and it can expand in value. And right knowledge is proof. So that's the kind of mindset that I have is that I'm always want to learn new things. I'm always trying to win, and that's the driving motivation to learn new things is to get better. And I try to look past just the money of it because I think, you know, if you focus on money alone, it's easy to be steered in the wrong direction.
Gotcha. Great stuff. Well, I have Ms. Katina here, and she would like to ask you a couple questions in regards to your network experience. Katina?
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
The question I wanted to ask you is, when you found out there was a National Association of Black Women in Construction, what made you want to get involved?
That's a great question. You know, I actually found out about NatWick first from Robin. We were actually in a class together, a small contractors development program, and in it she was telling me about NatWick and the goals and the missions of the organization. And at first I was wondering, are you sure I can join? Because I hear it's for Black women construction. And Robin assured me that you know, there's plenty of room for people who want to advance the mission, which I felt I was a good fit, and it was also a great network opportunity to get to know and work with professionals, highly skilled professionals in our industry. At the time when she mentioned it to me, I had a couple other things going on when she was working on getting the Northwest Florida chapter set up. But several months later, when I was presented with the opportunity to join again, if I remember correctly, I think I went ahead and just pulled my credit card out right then and registered on the website I think it was on Mercedes' phone. So I went ahead and joined, and since then, it's been a great experience, because I think for anybody who would join, it really is what you want to make of it. The opportunities are there. The connections are there. If you want to get involved, that's the best way to really advance. For me, I've been introduced to a lot of companies, a lot of projects that I didn't know of prior to being a member. And the great thing about it is it's allowed me to position myself and my company to be able to win big projects and be very competitive. But also, as a member, probably even better is the connections with other members, being able to, for us to help each other get ahead, because we all have goals that are within the industry that we're in, but also goals outside of it. And I think it's great for us to all be reaching to each other, because, you know, there's things that a lot of the members know that I'm not familiar with, and you know, vice versa. So I think having that experience for us to share knowledge with each other, share past experiences, sometimes share challenges that we went through. I don't say, you know, there's no such thing as failures, really. It's just challenges that you learn from and overcome. You know, we're all able to help each other become better. So I think that's one of the best parts about this NABWIC experience, is being able to pull all those things together and also enjoy the people that you are growing with.
Another question I would like to ask, since you joined NABWIC, how has NABWIC overall helped your business grow, like percentage-wise?
That's a good question as well. I'll tell you this much. When I joined NABWIC, there are certain things I was already working towards getting, certain projects I've been putting effort towards. And what I can tell you is that becoming a member of NABWIC has allowed me to think more clearly about who my clients are, who my customers are, the services I'm offering to them, how I should be approaching marketing to them, and I could say that within the opportunities I had been developing since I've been a member, it's really contributed probably to my bottom line at least a good extra
20%. 20%, wow. And how long have you been a member?
You know, time flies. I think it's been about 5-6 months now, probably about 6 months.
So you can tell the audience that since you've been a member of NAPWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, for 6 months, and your business has grown 20%, that outweighs the $200 that we ask and the time that we give to be a part of National, like our mentor, our founder says, to be a part of National, and you pay your $200 and you will grow expeditiously to 20% in 6 months.
Like almost speechless.
That's speechless.
I didn't even know those numbers.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's a good number. I'm just blown away.
We didn't know that, Craig, but that's phenomenal, Craig. Like, that's really great.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Also, in the realm of NABWIC, you are the education chair for our chapter. With that being said, how have you given back in the way of education?
Well, that's really one of the foundations of my business, is that I found that being able to be in control of my schedule has afforded me the opportunity to give back more in terms of education. When I started my business, I found that I had more, that the resources I had more was time versus money. So, Being with that being said, I had a lot of time to give back, and I did volunteer. I did a lot of volunteering. I looked for opportunities to talk to students about education. You know, I can't talk about other professions because I'm an engineer. So I'm really kind of selling my brand of education, which is the engineering flavor of education. And really just looking to reach people who maybe are interested in that, to give them the knowledge and resources, make sure they know where the resources are, so that if that's what something they want to pursue, that they know the best way to go about doing it. So in doing that, I've been a mentor for the ACE program, ACE mentorship program, which is for architecture, construction, engineering students who are in high school. It's an after-school program. I just completed the fourth year doing that, and we basically give the kids construction, engineering, architecture projects that are it's a 16-week long program. It's after school. It's 2 hours each week, and we as a professional in construction industry come into schools as mentors to the students, and basically allow them to pick our brains and learn from our experience. We guide them in the way the design needs to work and how to do drawings and really all the experience that we know, just letting them know what it is. So I've I've been doing that for years, and just recently did something similar with the University of South Florida for Upward Bound. They invited me to do a program on engineering, construction, and entrepreneurship, where I had the opportunity to coach students who are shown interest in the professions of construction, engineering, architecture, give them some practical advice. Pretty much was an open book for them, so you know, I really told them nothing's really off limits. So you know, they wanted to know exactly how I started my business, so I told them exactly what I did and the reason why I went into numbers, and you know, I've even you know talked to them about you know future goals. And for me, it's you know, I know when I was their age, nobody really told me what the opportunities were. So I feel like the best way to give back is to let it is advice that it's something that I know that it doesn't take me anything to give somebody that piece of advice, but that one bit of advice or knowledge that they didn't have before, I mean, for them it could be worth millions. So that's where I think I get the best return on my time is, you know, maybe spending a couple hours here or there giving somebody the knowledge I have that maybe might take them years or say, you know, tens of thousands of dollars are going in the wrong direction or might put them in position to have a job, to have a good job or to have a good career or even start their own business. So, you know, I think that's kind of the greatest investment. So that's why I really like, you know, reaching out and volunteering.
So the class that you talked about, are you still teaching that class or that was just a one-time thing?
That was the class I was talking about. That was for the summer, the one at USF. It was for summer. So it was we had 5 weeks. It was
ended
a few weeks ago, yes.
Okay.
Wonderful. This is good stuff. And you know what, Craig, I can really relate to when you were speaking of not really understanding the route to take or once you completed school exactly what it is that you were going to do. And I know as for me as a ATC student, I too had that same challenge. And it wasn't until that I joined the organization NABWIC that I was given a mentor and I was given some direction and I was able to gain real world experience. So I really do thank you for that and the contribution that you do give to the students who are in these different engineering programs. There's another question I would like to ask you because I know that you are big on education and you are an avid reader. What books are you reading these days? Other than the technical magazine and, you know, engineering magazine, is there any other literature that you read on a regular basis?
Let's see. Think and Grow Rich, which, you know, we have that call weekly. So I've actually had a copy of that book since I don't know how old my copy is. I've had it for a while. Book I'm about to start reading is called How to Build a Real Estate Empire. Let's see. Most of my stuff is on Kindle right now, so or Audible. So another one I'm reading right now is called The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. So sometimes I'm reading books, sometimes I'm listening to audiobooks in the truck. Let's see.
Whatever means that you use, you're continuously feeding your mind, which I think is just really amazing. One other question that I would like to ask of you before we close is what advice would you give a student entering the engineering program?
I would say the best advice I would give a student entering an engineering program is to sit in front of the class.
Okay.
At the front
of the class.
I
sit in front of the class. Explain that one, because I usually tend to go to the back of the class. So explain that one.
All right. So there's a couple things that goes on when you sit in the front of the class versus, you know, probably sitting in the back of the class. Is first, you have a lot less distraction, because when you're in the front of the class, you can't really see anything going on behind you. You can only see what's going on in front of you, which is the class that you're there for. The next thing is most people are afraid to sit in the front of the class because they're afraid that the professor's going to ask them a question and maybe be caught off guard. So they sit in the back of the class. So if you're in the front of the class, you're showing the rest of the class that you're confident. You're also showing yourself that you're confident that you can answer those questions if they come to you. The third thing is, by the front of the class, is you're showing the professor that you actually really want to be there and you really want to learn what they have to say. And I'll tell you this much is, if your grade is kind of tottering between one grade point and the next grade point, I'm sure, having been that person that was showing up to class every single time, being in front might be that difference between that B plus and the A.
I'm going to take note of that. I'll be sitting in front of class next semester. Oh, wow, that's great. Thank you, Craig, for coming on and being our guest. But I have Katina. She's motioning that she has a question before we end. So, Katina,
I just wanted to ask Craig, give the audience how they can get in touch with you if they need your services. And if a child wants to follow your lead in engineering, how can they get in touch with you to get some educational materials from you?
Well, yeah, the best way to get in contact with me, my company, Engineer Design Services, our office number is area code 813-816-0301, or you could go to my website, which is edsengineers.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to repeat that for all those who would like to have a mentor, if anyone has any questions in regards to Upward Bound, please call Craig McKenzie at area code 813-816-0301, or they can email him at edsengineeringservices.com.
Oh, edsengineers.com.
Okay. Well, again, I would like to thank you so much, Craig, for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me and Katina in regards to NABWIC Loud Talk and how you got started. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, and we really look forward to speaking with you again.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.